making TV special.
Yes. Made with creamy butter. Yeah.
And you know what that means?
It's happening. I can feel it.
Yep.
I'll hear yours.
Chick, chick, chick. Check, check, check. Chick, chick, chick.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome. While we set some levels here. Even Judas gave Jesus a kiss. That's brand new music from Chick, 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 or Pow, Pow, Pow. And you'll see their name written as 3 exclamation points. That was the first single from their latest record, Strange Weather, isn't it? And indeed it is, my friends. This is the B-side, episode 198 for Media Monarchy. My name is James Evan Pilato. I'm your host and webmaster of the site and show, MediaMonarchy.com, your source for alternative news, politics, conspiracies, and cover-ups, coming to you December 17th, 2010. Again, B-side 198. We're getting up there. And of course, we come in a little early before the big live show here on Friday mornings to bust out the B-sides and cover all the other alternative news bursting at the seams that we can't make fit on all the other topics, all the other unbelievable news going on. And we'll start off by mentioning the latest episode from NewWorldNextWeek.com. Yet another controversial episode: medieval climate change, Obamacare unconstitutional, and GooTube censorship. And we'll touch on all 3 of those stories throughout this B-side 198. And of course, our episode 199 coming up live at 10 a.m. Pacific time here in just a little bit. We're going to have an in-studio guest, Tracy Twyman, discussing the alchemy of money. TracyTwyman.com. But we also have the latest from James Corbett at CorbettReport.com, episodes 165 and 166. How to Talk to Others, Examples of Great Communication in the Information War. And episode 166 in the Documentaries That Matter series, Human Resources, Social Engineering in the 20th Century. You may have heard us mention this episode when we covered the latest releases from PeaceRevolution.org last week. Scott Noble's film is frightening, to say the very least, and spot on. Latest interviews, Dr. Tim Ball on ClimateGate, Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, Eric Schein of In the Zone, of course the Sunday Update videos, and even now the 2009 Video Archive DVD is available from CorbettReport.com, and I believe some of those copies are headed my way for folks that want to donate. We'll help spread this information, the DVDs, and it helps keep alternative media going, such as our good friend Clyde Lewis of GroundZeroMedia.org. Most recent episode and article, Lucifer's Genesis, Earth Changes, and perhaps the Apocalypse of the Soul. Of course, Clyde Lewis broadcasts live every Sunday night here in Portland, Oregon, in the Pacific Northwest on KUFO 101.1 FM. Podcast it out now on groundzeromedia.org. You can subscribe. Tons of new episodes have been added to the archives, and I think it's only going to grow and grow. And again, that's why it becomes all that more, much more important. Donate to Clyde Lewis, health problems and otherwise. And again, trying to do all this information can not only be physically damaging, but also mentally straining. So again, on all these levels, if you find the alternative media useful in cutting through the matrix, if you will, your support helps keep alternative media going, commercial free, independent. Now, having said all of that, we're going to cram in all our latest adventures in WikiLeaks updates right here. And I'll mention very happily, yesterday I had a fantastic 2-hour conversation with Henrik of Red Ice Radio, redicecreations.com. Such an honor. We, for the first hour, discussed nothing but WikiLeaks and Julian Assange and the mysterious backgrounds and the intelligence connections and all the questions that swirl around what's really going on. And in the second hour, we discuss the Portland Patsy, Star Whackers, alternative media, solutions, positivity, so many things. I'm excited for the episode to come out. I don't know the exact day. It's going to drop sometime next week. And I believe as soon as that's available, I'll re-feed it out to you guys through my feeds. Just in case you don't actually subscribe to Red Ice Radio, which you should. They just put up a brand new interview with Jordan Maxwell yesterday. So the latest on WikiLeaks and the coming cyber wars, conspiracies, and opportunities. We're just going to run down the headlines. ActivistPost.com, the globalists can win the cyber war, but not the info war. A very important article laying out possible and even probable scenarios of what could go down in this info war, in this all-out cyber war, as they're calling it. Who's behind the demonization of the web? That's from 21stCenturyWire.com. An interesting one from The Independent, 2010, the year the net came to power. A very good article from Kurt Nemo on how the globalist PR agents using the WikiLeaks PSYOPs program, of course, the CFR-connected media mighty Wurlitzer folks at the New York Times, sifting through, spinning all of this. Meanwhile, a McClatchy poll says 70% of those polled say those behind WikiLeaks should be prosecuted. Problem, reaction, solution. Regardless of what's really going on behind the scenes and Assange's CIA, LSD, cult years, and all the other intelligence connections, it unfortunately all still points to demonization of the web and a crackdown on the web that we have and that we're using right now. An interesting one from The Age out of Australia, and hat tip to a listener, and again, so many submissions and news tips come flying at me now, mediamonarchy@gmail.com, that it's hard to properly cite and thank all the folks that send me things, but thank you to all the folks that send me things. Portrait of the hacker as a paranoid and secretive young man. This article's interesting because it goes into director Richard Lowenstein, and as soon as I saw that name, I remembered he directed a bunch of NXS videos. He had early contact with Julian Assange as he was selling this "I want to make a movie" idea. And again, just another bizarre avenue. Such as Assange wined and dined at the U.S. Embassy in Iceland. He was going to go as a guest. But then he just went on his own. Secret grand jury impaneled in the WikiLeaks case? Question mark. What secretive moves are going on here in the States to figure out how they can get Assange here and try him for espionage? WikiLeaks founder, of course, here we go into the updates and the soap opera. Granted bail with conditions. Then, of course, you had Michael Moore and John Pilger and Bianca Jagger. Of course, connected to Soros and London School of Economics. It's all such a cozy family as Assange has become the face, the poster child, the cause celeb. Interesting things on, and again, I can't get into all of this fully, so I'll implore you when this interview with Red Ice comes out, we go in a bit of detail into these areas. Anna Arden, Assange's accuser, rape accuser, CIA connections, anti-Castro Cuban connections, if you can believe that. More on that from Kurt Nemo, as well as the Huffington Post. Assange bail hearing made legal history with Twitter ruling, so now we have the involvement of Twitter in the courtrooms. Air Force blocks WikiLeaks publishing, New York Times website, and others. And we get to Time Skull and Bones magazine's Person of the Year. Poor Julian, he's not Time's Person of the Year. However, he was Reader's Choice for Person of the Year, showing again that this has become a massive social psyop movement for a left that doesn't have any heroes, and Obama-Saya, of course, let them down, as we all said he would. We need a new knight in shining armor. So who is Time Magazine's Person of the Year? Of course, it's Mark Social Network Zuckerberg. He beat out other folks like Julian Assange, Hamid Karzai, and the Tea Party. So, essentially, this was a race between a bunch of controlled assets. like the CIA-funded Facebook with the startup money from InQtel, or Hamid Karzai and his Unical and drug-running family opium drug wars connection, and the Tea Party, which was co-opted and misdirected and redirected by the figureheads of folks like Beck and Palin, but of course behind the scenes with the Koch brothers and on and on. So, Mark Zuckerberg is Time Skull and Bones magazine's controlled asset of the year. An interesting note from ofgoatsandmen.blogspot.com, if there is to be any change, which is good to note, that we can see this as a conspiracy, that we can just throw up our hands and see WikiLeaks as just another conspiracy, which signs seem to be pointing in that direction with all the intelligence connections and more, or we can see it as an opportunity to spread information to folks about what's going on, not only on the web, but on our streets and all around the world, using these tools while we can and not letting them use what essentially is now looking like provocateur actions. And of course, the bigger the hacks get, and of course, if they start to hit more banks and more government websites, it's only going to ratchet up and they're only going to increase the cry for more control on the web. So we can see it as a conspiracy or we can see it as an opportunity. Some of the updates, and we'll get into a little bit of this. It's also posted on cyberspacewar.com, but Gordon Duff, writer, researcher who writes a lot on veteranstoday.com, has been doing a lot of quote-unquote debunking of WikiLeaks. So let's listen to a quick clip of Gordon Duff on WikiLeaks Debunked.
Gordon Duff, I've read some of your stuff here, some of your quotes. First of all, I would like to ask you that how authentic is the WikiLeaks and all the stuff that they have put on their website?
As far as I'm able to tell, and I have sources in every department and intelligence agency in the U.S. and most of the West, there isn't a single thing in WikiLeaks that's genuinely authentic. It's carefully selected chicken feed, and as we learned from former national security analyst for the Carter administration, Zbigniew Brzezinski, he said that WikiLeaks is, and these are the quotes, created by an intelligence agency. He doesn't say which one. I believe it's Israel. Mm-hmm. He says that the output is seeded, meaning that it's planted with specific material, and he calls this material pointed. How do you feel about that?
You say that many of the documents are edited or audited. How can you say that?
On our staff, we have former intelligence officers from the U.S. Army who had served in Iraq. Some of them had produced hundreds of these documents. They immediately went online, downloaded the documents that they themselves had written, found them to be significantly altered, edited to the point where it would have taken a large number of people hundreds and hundreds of hours to change the documents, and they were all changed.
There isn't much of contents in the WikiLeaks that would damage India or Israel. What do you say to that?
Well, that's the reason so many of us, it's not that they have been edited to eliminate content over India and Israel. Let me do one aside with you. Only about 2 months ago, our General Petraeus, our commander in Afghanistan, went to Admiral Mullen, chairman of our Joint Chiefs of Staff, with a presentation, 22 slides, outlining how his intelligence in Afghanistan had taught him that the actions of Israel were endangering the United States and putting our troops in harm's way. Mm-hmm. Vice President Biden carried this message to Prime Minister Netanyahu. The intelligence, and it would have had to have been substantial, that had brought about this presentation and this very controversial policy, not one piece of this ever entered WikiLeaks.
What are the sources of WikiLeaks?
As far as we have been able to tell, based on the fact, initially the claim was made that a young homosexual lover of Assange's, a Bradley Manning, a young soldier, had produced all of this material and it had been stored for months.
Are you saying that there is a young gay or a homosexual lover of Assange's who is actually the source to give him all these cables, all the information?
Well, that's what was said. We don't believe any of this. When Brzezinski and others were asked about whether they believed this material had been stored, they had said no.
It seems as though the more questions that are answered, the more questions we have, the more things we find out, the less things we know. So that's Gordon Duff discussing and debunking WikiLeaks. Question mark? That's up to you guys. WikiLeaks contender OpenLeaks is promising, say some analysts. This is now again showing that people have broken away from WikiLeaks as they saw it becoming the cult of personality that it has now become. OpenLeaks. And now, of course, yes, we have WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange released on bail, and we'll take a quick clip of course, the news slathering over it. You think it was Nelson Mandela getting out of jail. But let's make a quick mention from BBC when this was happening just over a day ago. WikiLeaks Julian Assange to stay at Norfolk House. He's going to be staying with a nice, rich friend. Moving from a prison cell in Wandsworth to a country retreat in Norfolk after being released from custody, Ellingham Hall, is a 10-bedroom property set on 600 acres of land near Bungay on the Norfolk-Suffolk border. The estate is owned by Vaughn Smith, a WikiLeaks supporter who served in the British Army before founding London's Frontline Journalist Club. Assange must stay there as part of his bail conditions granted on Thursday by Mr. Justice Owsley at the Royal Court of Justice. He must also wear an electronic tag, report to police every day, and observe a curfew. Assange, who is fighting extradition to Sweden over sex charges involving two women, was granted bail in London earlier this week, but remained in jail after prosecutors objected. And now it has become the cause célèbre. Now we have all the heroes of the left coming out to support what appears to be an MK Ultra CIA LSD cult child now being made into some sort of Jason Bourne, James Bond superstar. So let's listen to the news slather over the release of Dr. Assange Love.
Okay, great. Live pictures right now. Julian Assange is about to be released from jail. He's been there for 9 days, as you know. Bond was set. There was some dispute as to whether or not he would be able to raise the money to get out. The money has been posted. He is being released on bail. We expect that to happen any moment now. Assange, we understand, will be staying at a friend's mansion. He will wear an electronic tag and report to police daily. As you know, he is fighting extradition to Sweden on sex crimes allegations, which he says are politically motivated. So we're expecting to see him walk through those doors any moment now. Why don't we stay with the picture? And there it is. Julian Assange being released from prison. And I will turn these pictures over to Ali Belshi. Ali.
All right, Tony, thank you very much. And there, Julian Assange. He is a villain to some around the world, to many around the world. And he's a hero to many others. Let's listen into it, what he's saying.
First, some thank yous to all the people around the world who have had faith in me, who have supported my team while I've been away, to my lawyers who have put up a brave and ultimately successful fight, to our sureties and people who provided money in the face of great difficulty and aversion, and to members of the press who were not all taken in and considered to look deeper in their work. And I guess finally, to the British justice system itself, where if justice is not always an outcome, at least it is not dead yet. During my time in solitary confinement in the bottom of a Victorian prison. I had time to reflect on the conditions of those people around the world, also in solitary confinement, also on remand, in conditions that are more difficult than those faced by me. Those people also need your attention and support. And with that, I hope to continue my work and continue to protest my innocence in this matter and to reveal, as we get it, which we have not yet, the evidence from these allegations. Thank you.
Julian Assange, as you heard, just coming out saying that he enjoyed the free air, breathing the free air of London. And as you know, he is now expected to go to a friend's estate, having posted bond, some $317,000. That is more than £200. And of course, we'll have more on that coming up.
Now, let's blast through all the related and unrelated stories on cyberspacewar.com. WikiLeaks Manufactured Dissent, Michelle Chosudovsky, one of the great folks behind the great website globalresearch.ca, writes an insightful examination of WikiLeaks in an article called Who is Behind WikiLeaks? And again, folks, as we discuss on the upcoming interview that's going to drop in just a few days from redicecreations.com, we break down all of these avenues and scenarios and questions and symbols and more. Russia Today interviewed someone just calling themselves Anon, tied into Operation Payback, and again, the retaliation against banksters like Visa and MasterCard. But we also have cross-posted on cyberspacewar.com the article from Gordon Duff, who we played a clip of just a little bit ago, who writes for veteranstoday.com. WikiLeaks struck a deal with Israel over cable leaks. This sources to a site called SyriaTruth.info. And that's the main place these allegations are coming from, that a secret deal was struck between Israel and Assange, removing artifacts damaging to the oppressive apartheid regime of Israel. And that's why Netanyahu says these leaks are good for Israel. We again want to thank Brass Check TV for helping the New World Next Week video go viral that we did back in July of this year, breaking down the WikiLeaks scenario even then. We also have more from Webster Tarpley. We played the clip for you last week on his breakdown of Assange and WikiLeaks and all. Again, this just bizarre surrounding scenarios, which, again, should make us ask the question as the story gets this large. What's the agenda? Who benefits? Because an easy question that comes to mind is, if this was all really a threat, they would have popped him in the grape 2 years ago and not made a big deal about it. But we also have Stuxnet remaining a problem for Iranian nuke sites. Stuxnet worm still out of control, experts say. Equipped with a warhead that targeted and took over the controls of the centrifuge systems at Iran's uranium processing center in Natanz, and it had a second warhead that targeted the massive turbine in the nuclear reactor at Bashir. They will just continually reinfect themselves. All out cyber war indeed. Let's blast quickly through the DEF CON, the December 16th DEF CON on cyberspacewar.com, strategic partner snitch. And we'll start with good news, and of course this should be a no-brainer, but a judge in an appeals court had to put it down. A warrant is actually needed to get your email. Just want to remind our misleaders of the Fourth Amendment. There is a kill switch inside Intel's new processor. More on that from Infowars.com. ITWorld.com getting into allegations of an FBI backdoor in OpenBSD. And of course, denied by the named participants. Napolitano, Big Sister, calls for strategic partnerships in cybersecurity defenses. Cryptagon reporting on The latest and greatest from our Congress critters, a bill would require government and private sector to require minimum cybersecurity standards for devices that connect to the Internet. And if we know about the Internet of Things and the international business machines, they want everything to be connected to the Internet. The Army wants smartphones for their soldiers. That's from USA Today. Yet another iPhone snitch app released. Yes, spy on your parents, rat out your friends and neighbors for minor infractions, and that's how you'll be a little boss hog in the North American New World community. Facebook biometrics finds friends in pictures, and an interesting story that I haven't seen any kind of update on so far. CNN seemingly the only one reporting on it. UFO shot down over Israeli nuke plant. That's my headline. I kind of shortened it. But an unidentified flying object was shot down over an Israeli nuke plant. Doesn't mean it was alien. Doesn't mean that any or many of the UFOs that we see are alien. But they are unidentified and they are flying objects. DARPA working still feverishly as the mad scientist wing on computer-mediated telepathy. They'll work on it in the military. Then they'll roll it out to the video game heads, work out all the bugs, and then it'll be ready for everyone. Oh, such brave new world that has such people in it. Fastest computer in the U.S. What does it do? It hunts pedophiles. Oak Ridge National Laboratory pledged help of $200 million Jaguar supercomputer to hunt down pedophiles, according to the Mail Online. Greer Weeks, executive director of the National Association to Protect Children, commented saying, quote, "There is no tool to interrupt child sexual abuse on a scale like this. This directs law enforcement agencies toward the computers that are posting new material on file-sharing networks. This should remind us again that the fear surrounding child porn, disgusting as it is, selling it as though it's pervasive, like it's Al-Qaeda and it's hiding around every corner, they're going to use, again, that avenue to demonize the web, using that scourge, using that fear, and rightfully so, of something reprehensible like child porn, they're going to use that to justify a crackdown on the web, just like they're going to use the hacktivism and the WikiLeaks psyop to crack down on the web. We just have to try and not play into their hands on so many levels. The Nazi Bell. Sci-fi or secret weapon? Writer named Bill Hanks writes about the Nazi Bell, the disappearance of SS General Hans Kammler, the man responsible for the Bell project and its vast documentation. One rumor has both loaded on a cargo plane to the U.S. or South America, where all our favorite Nazis ran away to. The ones, of course, that we didn't bring to the States as part of Project Paperclip and otherwise. Samuel Cohen, father of the neutron bomb, dead at the age of 89. Again, the Mail Online asking, was this man behind the most immoral weapon of all time? Cohen continued to maintain that his neutron bomb was the most sane and immoral weapon ever devised. It's the only nuclear weapon in history that makes sense in waging war, because when the war is over, the world is still intact. Cohen's bomb still raises moral questions for those who hold the dogma of mutually assured destruction. The neutron bomb could hypothetically tempt one side to make a successful first strike. And as we've seen in the recent terror drills running, oh, you know, a nuke event in L.A. is survivable. The solar max of 2012 will be the brightest since 1958. It's just beginning, and it's only going to get larger, and of course, it may play a little havoc with our technology. Again, cyberspace war. Here's one of the bits we cover on the latest NewWorldNextWeek.com. YouTube will allow users to flag videos for promoting terrorism. This got a lot of interest on our NewWorldNextWeek.com video, again, posted on YouTube.com/CorbettReport. Giving the idea, and everybody had it at the same time, gaming that system and flagging videos from Big Sister Napolitano and Walmart and the Homeland Security telescreens. Those promote terrorism. But of course, then we could all lose our YouTube accounts. Just another sleazy, disgusting move from quote-unquote independent Joe Lieberman. Of course, our flashbacks in recent months telling the internet to relax about the kill switch, and of course to relax about the fact that our misleaders want a controlled internet like China. He said it. We played the clip for you here. Mars Direct Plan, written in a book in 96 by a guy named Robert Zubrin, The Case for Mars, If Not Us, Then Who? If Not Now, Then When? I can't help but always think of the David Cross joke about putting a man on the moon or putting a man in an apartment. Voyager 1 nears interstellar space. Universe Today reports Voyager 1 launched on September 5th, 1977, just a couple weeks after I was born, reached a point in outer space where there is no solar wind. The solar wind has measured zero since June, when Voyager was 10.6 billion miles from the sun. The solar wind has turned the corner, said Ed Stone, Voyager project scientist based at the California Institute of Technology, Caltech, in Pasadena. Voyager 1 is getting close to interstellar space. Voyager 1 has reached the boundary of the solar system. Scientists believe the satellite will cross from the heliosphere and enter interstellar space in about 4 years. And I can only barely begin to wrap my brain around that because it blows my mind. SpaceX launch a commercial first. SpaceX, a commercial space transport company owned by PayPal co-founder Elon Musk, boosted their Dragon capsule into Earth orbit atop their own Falcon 9 rocket on Wednesday, December 8th. Dragon orbited twice and splashed down successfully 500 miles off the coast of Southern California. SpaceX is the first commercial company to successfully launch, orbit, and recover a spacecraft. Space tourism, here we come. Quickly, my friends, as we try and wrap up this B-Side 198 from MediaMonarchy.com, we'll hop over to PoorLittleFoodWorldOrder.com, one of my other sister sites that just isn't getting the action it needs. And again, a huge thanks to Alan in Omaha, who's been doing so much writing and posting on CyberspaceWar.com, blasting it out big time. We need that for FoodWorldOrder.com. If you're interested and have a little bit of blog web savvy, you can email me, MediaMonarchy@gmail.com. From the Associated Press, Grocer, A&P, files for Chapter 11 reorganization. The Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company, once the nation's largest grocer, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection this past Sunday after years of struggling with enormous debt and rising competition from low-priced peers. The 151-year-old company based in Montvale, New Jersey, operates 395 stores around the Northeast under the A&P, Waldbaum's, Food Emporium, Superfresh, Pathmark, and Food Basic Grocery Store banners. It said all its stores, which employ 41,000 people, will remain open. Loyalty programs and other promotions will continue. The filing was widely anticipated. The company, best known to shoppers as A&P, has been bleeding red ink for quite some time. According to the filing submitted late Sunday in U.S. bankruptcy court in White Plains, New York, the company listed total debts of more than $3.2 billion and assets of about $2.5 billion. A&P, like most grocers, is struggling with the weak economy, reduced spending by consumers, and intense competition. The company said aggressive competition from non-traditional food retailers like warehouse clubs, discount chains such as Walmart, and dollar stores have compounded the problem. As if that wasn't bad enough, one quickie related note at the bottom from Barf Blog. Newborn mice emerge from a bag of chips at a UK Tesco. And if you must, there are photos to go along with that story. Our last note on this episode and on foodworldorder.com, we give a hat tip to Kat, a hopeful contributor in the future to foodworldorder.com. But before your next grocery trip, check out the non-GMO shopping guide. There's a PDF you can download that's printer friendly, and they also have, of course, an iPhone app. You can go to non-GMOshoppingguide.com, run by the Institute for Responsible Technology, world leader in educating policymakers and the public about GM foods and crops, started by Jeffrey Smith, author of Seeds of Deception and one of the biggest, most vocal opponents of the GM eugenics agenda. We've noted his work probably many times, posted on naturalnews.com. But there you have it. There's the latest from Food World Order. There's the latest from Cyberspace War, New World Next Week, Ground Zero Media, Korber Report, all that and so much more, my friends. This has been the B-Side episode of 198 from MediaMonarchy.com for December 17th, 2010. My name is James Evan Pilato. I'm your host and webmaster of the site and show, MediaMonarchy.com, reminding you, as always, my friends, to not only stay tuned for the 199th episode of Media Monarchy with in-studio guest Tracy Twyman, but of course, don't hate the media. Become the media. Take care.
How would you explain it?
Combining music and stylized images.
It's all remote control.
Each one of those images was electronically based.
Say out on my threat.
And that concludes our program for tonight.
This could really catch on.
I can't remember when I've been so moved.